The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the days for Jesus being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus. Alleluia, alleluia. A young man was leaving Mass one Easter Sunday morning. He was a guy the pastor rarely ever saw in church. So as they shook hands at the door, the priest pulled the guy aside. The priest simply dropped the hint, "Son, we rarely see you here. Christians stand up for Christ. You need to join the army of the Lord." The man replied, "Father, I am already in the army of the Lord." The priest said, "Well then, how come I don't see you except at Christmas or on Easter?" The fellow whispered back, "I am in the Secret Service." You know, following Christ cannot be a secret. Discipleship is a public commitment. Complete following of Christ is at times difficult. Discipleship has forced people to choose between life and death. During World War II, there was a German Lutheran pastor named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He wrote a series of reflections entitled "The Cost of Discipleship." He maintained that the fundamental decision to follow Christ, then accept the consequences, was a source of unlimited grace. But he called it costly grace. Bonhoeffer stood up against the Nazis during World War II. He participated in a plot to assassinate Hitler. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was hanged by the Nazis in 1945. Few of us will ever pay that ultimate price. But if we are disciples of Christ, then we can expect to pay a price. The Old Testament prophet Elisha had to leave his family. People had to leave family responsibilities behind if they wanted to follow Christ. For them, it was very difficult. In Jewish society, family responsibilities were top priority. Only for a grave reason would someone ever set them aside. Yet the Bible makes the point that commitment to God supersedes everything. Not every call to follow Christ requires leaving one's family. You know, it could be that family is just where we express our discipleship. Yet God takes precedence over every other commitment. Discipleship is complete dedication. It can't be just our little secret. Today, commitment to Christ can mean taking the blame. A disciple of Christ is in harm's way. When we stand together for Christ, we risk being scapegoats. Comedians on NBC's Tonight Show consistently ridicule the Catholic Church, the clergy, the bishops. Catholic teaching on moral principles is mocked. The Catholic League complained to the head of NBC's entertainment division. This executive, supposedly a Catholic, said the Catholic Church is fair game. He wrote in response that ridiculing Catholicism was okay since we deserved it. Yes, even high-profile church leaders have failed us. But by far, the Catholic clergy are not the only ones. But we all take the criticism. The church is blamed for people's lack of freedom of expression. At pro-choice demonstrations, Catholics are singled out as enemies of women's rights. It's nothing new. It's always been that way. Today is also the feast of the first martyrs of Rome. In the year 64, the Roman emperor was Nero. Nero was insane. He was so nutty, a fruitcake would have walked away from him. And during his inept leadership, the city of Rome burned. Emperor Nero needed somebody to blame. He blamed this new cult, the Christians. And so began the first organized persecution against the church. The first martyrs of Rome blamed for the fire. And so it goes today. Christ's disciples take the blame for all kinds of things. Yet, discipleship brings us freedom. Odd as it seems, following Christ actually frees us up. St. Paul wrote, "Christ set us free. Stand firm. Do not submit to the yoke of slavery." In the days of St. Paul, people had to let go of long-time cultural values to follow Christ. The culture held them back. Our politically correct culture holds us back. Face it. Half the time, we are afraid to speak the truth. We're concerned about what others will think. Tolerance is big today. Never tell someone what he or she is doing is wrong. Don't offend anybody. Translation: we want everybody to like us. We want them to like us. So tolerance becomes more about us than it is them. We hold grudges. We won't speak to certain people. We won't go where they go. So now we're letting people we hold in contempt control where we go, or when we speak. Technology supposedly makes life easier, but it runs our lives. People can't drive a car, go to a picnic, or play a round of golf without their cell phones. And when it rings, they stop whatever they're doing. They let an electronic device control them. Yet if we take Christ's advice, tell the truth, if we value live personal interaction with people, if we take time to really relax, none of this would happen. To follow Christ is to be really free. We are Christians. We are, so to speak, in the army of the Lord. Fine. But that means we are on duty all the time and not secretly or privately. Discipleship in the Lord calls for total commitment. Today, by and large, it does not mean dying a martyr. But it can mean risking everything to stand up for what we believe. It means being willing to follow the Lord when nobody else will. Yet his disciples discover what true freedom is. Society that doesn't want freedom or choice, it wants control. In Christ we break free, free to follow him, to be really, truly free.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ,